This is VOA News. I'm Marissa Melton. The head of Sudan's Rapid Support Forces, that's the paramilitary forces, Mohamed Hamdan Dagalo, on Saturday told Al Arabiya TV that he will not negotiate with Army Chief General Abdel Fattah al-Burhan after a week of strife that has killed hundreds of people. He says RSF supports the UN decisions and the international community in relation to the war law and preservation of civilians and foreigners' lives. And we welcome all any international initiatives to keep the civilians off the pain of war. The World Health Organization reported Friday that 413 people had been killed and 3,551 injured since fighting broke out last week. The World Food Program is bracing for further waves of Sudanese refugees reaching neighboring Chad, fleeing the conflict between Sudan's army and the paramilitary rapid support forces. This according to WFP's country director for Chad, Pierre Honora. He said around 10,000 to 20,000 Sudanese have already crossed the border into Chad a week after the fighting began in Khartoum and other areas of the country.
C'était très impressionnant. On a été tous très, très surpris de voir autant d'enfants. En fait,
he said, it's very harrowing. We were all surprised to see so many children crossing, being there with these women under the trees. There really is nothing else. It's really harrowing, really heartbreaking to see that. We also feel that they've suffered a lot, physical violence, perhaps for some, but we feel they've had very violent experiences. They've had their houses burned down, their villages destroyed, and some, their neighborhoods completely looted. Onafra added that the new arrivals add to already 400,000 Sudanese refugees who had fled the country during previous conflicts and are already spread out around the Chad border area. VOA News.